I am Platt on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The contribution and accomplishments of women in music in the 19th century has largely been overlooked, if not ignored. A new novel takes us into the world of music. The novel, A Woman of Note, features Isabel Gruber, a pianist who wants to compose her own music. She encounters a number of creative women who existed and who play a part in this book. I'll get the book's author, Carol Cram, to tell us about her book, the characters, and just what life was like for women. Carol Cram's first novel, The Towers of Tuscany, was published last year. This new book, A Woman of Note, is the second of a trilogy on women in the arts. The website for more is at carolcram.com. There are events in and around Vancouver on the 4th of November at the Vancouver Public Library Central Branch. The book will be launched here. And Sunday, the 8th of November, there's an event at the Cates Hill Chapel on Bowen Island. The book is published by Lake Union Publishing. Please welcome to the Platt Online program in Berlin, Germany today, Carol Cram. Ms. Cram, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So I understand that you're in Berlin. Are you on vacation or are you doing research for another book?
Well, it's a combination, actually. I've actually been in Europe about 6 weeks. We're coming home on Saturday. A combination of doing some research. I was in Tuscany, and I was thinking about writing another novel set in Tuscany. My first one was. And also, my husband is an artist, and he has 3 shows on in Europe, so we've been going around to those shows. We went to Venice and Tuscany, and now in Berlin. So we actually just had an inauguration of a show in Berlin a few hours ago, so we're just back from it.
So it's for you when you write, say, the first book, The Towers of Tuscany, and now A Woman of Note. There's research that's involved that you'd have to do, say, in those countries. You couldn't just say use Google.
No. Also, I want to go to those countries.
Exactly.
Yes, the first one, I definitely went to Tuscany a few times. And did some research and really just mostly get a flavor for the place, just the atmosphere. And the second novel, for A Woman of Note, I went to Vienna last year. And I said, this year we were in Tuscany and Venice and various places. So part of it was sort of trying to get some inspiration for a new novel that I don't even know what it is yet. And also in Tuscany, I was thinking about maybe the fourth novel might be set there.
So for A Woman of Note, where did you go?
For A Woman of Note, I went to Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
And the novel is set in Vienna from 1827 to about 1835. So I was in Vienna last September.
Yeah. And were you able to find, say, material about some of the women that you talk about in the book? Some of the women that Isabette encounters in the book?
By going to Vienna? No, not particularly. I mean, most of that information you can get from books from, the UBC Music Library and just playing the music, which I can just do at home. Really, the reason I go to a place is just to get a feeling for the atmosphere. I mean, they're historical novels, so obviously Vienna doesn't look like it did in 1827. But I think I just, wander around the back streets and get just a feel for what it might have looked like. But I don't go there and actually do research there. It's more just getting a feeling for it. Although when I was in Vienna, I did go to a place called the Narrenturm, which was the very first insane asylum. It was built in about 1775, I think.
Uh-huh.
And so that was really cool because I actually got to go there and the director, it hasn't changed much, and showed me around because one of my scenes takes place there.
Yeah. So the character in A Woman of Note, Isabel Gruber, what is she like?
She starts off the novel, she's very young at the beginning of the novel, she's about 19, 20, but she's also and she's quite naive and young, but she's very passionate about music. And as she grows, as she becomes a woman of note, so to speak,
uh-huh.
it's because of music, because her her desire to become a composer, not just a performer, which is what she is at the beginning. So So she sort of her character deepens as she gets, as the novel progresses, as she gets deeper into the music and realizes just what an important role music must play in her life. She's not content to play the roles that are laid out for her. The novel's really about finding one's purpose through the creative arts, through making up things, basically.
Yeah.
In her case, it's music. In the first novel, it was visual art.
Right. Well, why is it that we don't know much about the women of this era?
That's a really good question. And I learned an awful lot as I started, when I was researching. I think it's a lot of the music that was written by women, and there was a surprising amount, actually.
Yeah.
All you have to do is Google women composers of the 19th century, and I was actually really surprised by how many names came up. I think a lot of the music wasn't published. People did write, but it would just be in manuscript form. So I think musicologists nowadays are going back and discovering, manuscripts all the time by women composers. Most women composers of the period probably didn't publish or rarely did. I mean, Clara Schumann is probably the most famous, and she didn't publish very much. I mean, can you actually name any 19th century women composers apart from Clara Schumann? Probably not.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just really that their work is... But it's starting to come out more. I think the names are starting to come out more, and people are rediscovering their work.
So what was happening then? Was it just sexism? Was the place of the woman in the culture and the society a lot different than it is today, say?
Well, certainly it was a lot different than today, although I think all artists still have the same challenges, just perhaps in a lesser degree, male and female.
Yeah.
So, if you go back to the 19th century, women did play a lot. A young middle-class woman in Vienna would learn the piano, or most of them anyway. So music was a huge part of people's lives in that period, about 1820s, 1830s. So any, well-bred young woman would be taught music. However, very few of them would become professional musicians. But some did, like Isabette, although she's fictional, there were women concert pianists of the period, Clara Schumann being one of the most famous. But there were several others as well. So it wouldn't be common for a woman to become a professional musician and actually perform in public, but it did happen. Now then to take the next step and become a woman composer or a composer would be hard for either gender. I mean, it wasn't a really great profession to go into then as now, right? I mean,
yeah.
Schubert was poor, Mozart was buried in a pauper's grave, so, it wasn't a great career path to be a composer. And women, you just added on the various difficulties that women faced any time. They had children, so they were responsible for the family. So obviously it was a bit more difficult for them to forge a career as a composer. And also to get their work performed was more difficult for them than for a male composer, especially like a symphony or something like that where you had to bring together a lot of different instruments. That would be more challenging for a woman in the 1820s, 30s, just because of social conventions.
Well, what have you found in terms of the music and listening to the compositions that women made in the 19th century? How does it say stack up? How does it last? I mean, does it sound good, say?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's some amazing compositions by women composers, Louise Ferranc, Fanny Mendelssohn, Clara Schumann, and many more. I'm no expert on every woman composer, that's for sure. But through the course of my research, I play piano. I'm not a concert pianist, but I play okay. And I discovered a lot of music by those composers, which is just as good as, anything else I'm playing by Schubert or Schumann or people like that. So yeah, it stacks up extremely well. There's just not as much of it.
I
think that's the main thing, especially there's not as much orchestral music. I'm more familiar, because I'm a pianist, with piano music. But all of those women composed a variety, trios, quartets, not that many symphonies. You won't find a lot of symphonies. inspired by women. Or men, for that matter.
Right. There is
right.
Yeah, exactly. There is something, though, contemporary about Isabet and this novel of yours. We can learn a great deal about her, couldn't we? From her, I should say.
Yes. I hope so. Yes, I think so. You know, what can we learn from her? The power of music and playing music, and also following what you want to do. And, you know, she had a lot of challenges because nobody really thought that she could do what she did. But ultimately, she was a single mom, you know, and in some ways, she has a bit of a giveaway. Anyway, but she had to survive. So, yeah, I'm not sure what we learn. That's a difficult thing to say. You know, it's fiction, and when one writes a novel, you're not really trying to teach anything per se. It's really just develop the characters and see them interact and see them grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the challenges that she faces, though. I mean, some of them are similar to those that women encounter in the arts today.
Absolutely. The challenges she faces are the challenges that all creative people face. You know, to this day, if you say you're an artist, you know, with any of any type, usually the answer, the question will be, well, what do you do for a living? In other words, you know, we don't respect. Have you ever heard that before? Many, many times. So the respect for the arts as a profession is still not here in our day and age. In some ways, you could say it was more so back in the day when especially a little bit earlier period than my Isabet, when you had court musicians and people that were actually employed, and that was their job, was, you know, like Bach, for example. He was employed to compose. But that kind of ended around about Mozart's time, as, you know, people became professional musicians and they didn't have patrons. But to this day, it is, you know, it's very difficult to be a professional composer, musician, artist, writer, etc.
So I've read about you, and my understanding is that you gave up a career in technical writing to write novels. Is that right?
Not quite. No. I still write my. They're actually not really technical books; they're textbooks.
Okay.
I was an educator for 30 years. And I continue to write my textbooks. Every 2 or 3 years we have to update them because they are on technical subjects. Most of mine are about word processing and spreadsheets and all that kind of incredibly exciting stuff. It's a good career.
Yeah.
And so, no, I haven't given it up. I continue to write those books because, of course, although my books are actually doing quite well, they're still not quite enough to keep us in the styles which we like to be accustomed. So, yeah, I still write textbooks. What I really gave up was teaching. I don't teach anymore.
I see. Yeah.
I retired.
So do people, when you tell them that you're a novelist, ask you what you do for a living?
maybe because I'm older, no. I actually haven't had that.
Yeah.
When I was younger, yes.
Yeah.
But not so much now, no.
So you always wanted to write novels?
Yes, and I've written a few over the years. It's just that I didn't really work on them as much as I should have because I was raising a family and writing textbooks and teaching. And teaching took a huge amount of time away from that creative space that you need in order to write a novel. Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. So creatively, though, I mean, it must be a great time for you because you get to write about topics that you're interested in, and you get to pursue the process of writing a novel, even though that can be quite difficult at times.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think now what's changed in my life is I have more time to write the novels. Finances aren't an issue anymore as much, and I'm not teaching, so I have to have that space in order to write. I think sometimes with novelists, it's going to take a long time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and I'm looking forward to reading the book. Safe travels, and have a good night.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Joe.
The website for more, carolcram.com. The book is called A Woman of Note. It's from Lake Union Publishing. Carol Cram joined me on the line from Berlin, Germany. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plunton.